Good morning to you. 9:58. And you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM. Oneonta, New York. Always streaming at wonyfm.org. And hi there. Tuesday must be vinyl day. The old school vinyl. The old professor. That's me. Glad to be with you. A couple hours of dusting off the old songs, old albums. Sharing a little bit of news with you, among other things. Do a Wony Weekly update first. Hey, trivia lovers. Hey, tonight's yours. Trivia night will begin at 9 in the Red Dragon Theater. Tonight's categories will include narcissism, who's that Pokemon, and Ninjago. Hope I pronounced that right. Don't hire me as a stringer, okay? Even though I'm an old professor. Hey, $50 in Red Dragon Outfitters to the winners. How about that? First meeting of the new semester for the Management Club gets underway at 3 tomorrow in Alumni Hall of 107. Find out about their semester's events and enjoy a slice of pizza. Can't turn that down. College Democrats will meet tomorrow at 3 in Fitzell 107. They'll be talking about various executive orders and other forms of policy that President Trump has prioritized in his first 16 days of presidency. Might be spirited. Could happen. And come support the wrestling team as they take on Oswego, my alma mater, tomorrow at 7 in the Chase Gym. More campus news and events will come in the next hour. Another brisk, invigorating morning here around Oneonta. National Weather Service says we can expect a cloudy day with a high of about 32. Low tonight, about 15. Partly sunny for tomorrow during the daylight hours. Could get a little messy, though, later on. Late night, low 16. Raised snow, freezing rain is most likely. On Thursday, changing to rain. Back to highs in the low 40s. Cloudy and snow Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We need Dramamine for this weather, I tell you. So again, welcome. It's old school vinyl with the old professor the next couple of hours. My college radio days in Oswego were album-oriented. We didn't play so much the hits as the other cuts on the albums that were pretty good, too. I tried to do that here. And obviously from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So enjoy. Glad you're along. No real themes in mind today. Obviously next week we'll dip into Valentine's Day a little bit. Love it or hate it, we'll cover both sides of that issue. So enjoy. Old school vinyl. The old professor. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
Two, three, four. Do, 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 do.
Show the benefits of reducing waste. The Otsego Reuse Center focuses on the reuse of building materials, furniture, housewares, decor, kitchen appliances, and more. Even vinyl records, for sure. Yeah. The Reuse Center, which is a project of Art Otsego, provides affordable, gently used materials to the general public while keeping materials out of the waste stream. You can donate items for reuse to benefit Art Otsego. I've done that. We offer an enjoyable shopping experience for customers. The Reuse Center is at 23 Duane Street in Oneonta's 6th Ward. Think of them, for sure, at the end of the semester when you prepare to leave for summer break or graduate. find out more by visiting arcotsego.org, arcotsego.org. And that's a public service message from 90.9 WONY. So what did we hear the last time around? Didn't hear what didn't hear. Journey. Age-old question. How many times did they say na-na-na? Loving, touching, squeezing. Before that, we heard Toto. Manuela, run. Run, Manny, run. Frankie and the Knockouts was before that. My College Radio Days and Sweetheart. And a catchy tune to start us out. Top of the hour, Jay Giles Band and I, too. Yeah. Lots of good stuff coming up later today, I can tell you. Later on today, Lucas's Lit Tunes with DJ Lucas. We'll hear the Al Gore Rhythms. That's at 4 this afternoon. DJ J. Hello. Samantha on the spot tonight at 8. And then at 10, Run Manuela Run. Yeah, it's the Mix Fit. She's back. Manny of the Mix. Manny Katz. She'll bring you some variety like I'm bringing you vinyl here today. Or new stuff. All good stuff, too. Here at 90.9 WONY. Actually, I broke a promise. I said no real themes today. In that public service announcement, I mentioned the Sixth Ward. I'm a historian in the city of Oneonta. I had mentioned it before. Oneonta was a railroad town long ago. Back until about 1996, the final workforce ended here. Well, back around 1871, we located a lot of shops here to fix locomotives and build cars, things like that. Railroad heritage. Do a little bit of that in the next scene. Going to the rails. How about that? Glad you're long. Because it's old school vinyl. And the old professor. The railroad theme on 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
New York City. I'm walking down that old fair lane on the heat. I'm in love, but just couldn't tell her so. I said, train kept a rolling all night long. 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 With a heel and a hoe, but just couldn't tell her so. Get along, sweet little woman, get along. On your way, get along.
just really a rush by. I didn't realize the love was in your eyes. I really should have gone, but no.
Railroad theme, pulling out a historian that I am. Good history and music, why not? We heard Electric Light Orchestra. Always makes the program director happy when I play along. Last Train to London. Exactly 50 years ago before that. DT Express, kind of a disco era. Express. Aerosmith. The Train Kept a Rolling. And the Doobie Brothers started us out with Keep This Train A-Rollin'. We're going to do just that. Let's take a little bit with history. This is time of the hour that I kind of like to look back a bit on what was going on campus life. This week, it's SUNY Oneonta history. 1975. Let's go back a bit. With Watergate still on many minds, John Dean, former White House counsel, was coming to lecture on February 16th. You could get in for $1, $2 general. Students protested the choice of a speaker with their essay funds, though. Apparently, he was being paid $3,500 to be here. Not too shabby for 1975. Well, soccer season was long over, but it was announced that Farouk Qureshi was named the 1974 College Soccer Player of the Year here at SUNY Oneonta. He was chosen first in the North American Soccer League draft in January. That was good news for SUNY Oneonta students. You know, the Copper Fox is still around today, 50 years later. Apparently it was very popular. I took a look at an ad in the State Times from early February 75, and it says the overwhelmingly large crowds, they have these certain codes they have to go by. Any person weighing less than 50 pounds or more than 500 pounds will be barred. Mm-hmm. No students with a GPA less than 0.04 or higher than 4.0 will be accepted. No person using the alias Carlos Camacho. Orphans will not be admitted without written permission from parents. No blind persons admitted without driver's license. Oh boy. One at a time, please. So that was some of the stuff you're calling. Oh, yeah, one other thing. Sure. Sports, SUNY Oneonta is having a good season in basketball. But it was Utica that killed a four-game winning streak at the time, beating the Dragons 59-57 in the Chase Gymnasium back in the day. Good team in 1975, as I recall. Stone High School. Winning. You like that? Let's win some more here. Old School Vinyl. The Old Professor. 949 WONY. Keep it locked.
Seen in you with your eyes, you ask That
90.9 WONY. It's old school vinyl. The old professor and a good morning to you. 11 o'clock, straight up. Well, we just heard some good old vinyl right there. Yeah. Don't Want to Live Without It, 1978 from the World's Away album, Pablo Cruz. Just before that, we heard Howard Jones' new song,